Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be an incredibly jam-packed Friday transmission of the highest import, obviously. It is already the second day of March 2012. In the last month, over and over again, I said that I saw clear evidence of a purge coming against what is seen as anti-establishment. There are power struggles within the left and right Democratic Republican Party kind of servant class of the big offshore megabanks. And a lot of the different power structure media people hate each other for whatever reasons. So they're struggling like two different mafias over the switches. And there are some people who actually believe in their ideology and who do not like corruption, like Andrew Breitbart. And I had said, get ready, I'm seeing different telltale signs, a whole spectrum of them, and calls for staged terror attacks to be blamed on opposition to Obama. That's public memos. That I'm saying that we're entering a prime zone for political purging. Then you saw Judge Napolitano axed. Then you saw Pat Buchanan, same week, axed, MSNBC. There is all sorts of scuttlebutt I'm getting from behind the scenes from big folks in talk radio that they're getting major pressure to back off Obama and to back off criticisms of government-run healthcare. Because Obama is so unpopular. I mean, he's in free fall, and he's the establishment's guy. Who's who they put the money on? And Obama has been smart. He's pumped hundreds of billions of dollars, well, trillions to the big foreign banks, but hundreds and hundreds of billions to every big city mafia there is. Acorn was just one small part of that. What were they saying? $8 to $10 billion a year. And so Obama wouldn't even need to call the hit on Breitbart. He wouldn't even need to have his mafia handlers, the Chicago mob that runs him publicly, on record. I mean, look at all his associates. They wouldn't even need to call for the hit. He wouldn't even need to say, boy, it'd be great if Breitbart went away. It just happens because Breitbart made so many enemies because he knew how to go out with undercover reporters and infiltrate these groups and just absolutely destroy big city machines. And you can say he did it because he was moral. You can say he did it because he was competitive and wanted to be number one. You cannot deny that big mainline Republicans do not go after the big machines. Because back in the 80s and things, Republicans and Democrats would blow each other's aircraft up. I mean, there have been so many cases of senators, House members being killed. There's a reason politics got, you know, the rhetoric's heated, but when it comes to going after real corruption, they can. It's like Fast and Furious. I told you 6 months before it happened, I said, if they keep calling the attorney general in, he's just going to say, hey, Bush was doing the same thing, shipping guns into Mexico, which was going on under other programs. We reported on it almost 7 years ago with inside sources like Celica Steele, former DEA agent. The difference is Bush didn't blame the Second Amendment with it. Bush was shipping them down there to try to control different cartels because the big banks are laundering the money. Obama went one step further because they are radical. They want a hot takeover of this country. They went from using Homeland Security, quote, on the Muslims to gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. So I'm not saying Republicans good, Democrats bad, Republicans bad. I'm saying there's fights in the power structure. And now the consensus is emerging. We'll cover it after the break. That, of course, Andrew Breitbart was killed. Of course he was. Of course he was. Now the smoking gun has come out. Not only did he say he was going to release this video that would destroy Obama and other material dealing with communist connections, but he did something more. He was going to release it March 1st.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are massive geopolitical developments taking place. Huge developments in the economy, with Bernanke saying we're headed towards the edge of a cliff. Yeah, and they've been pushing us the entire time so they can destroy society and buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. There are admissions of plans for civil unrest and the arrest of political dissidents. All of this is coming out. Everything is being revealed because we're right up to the uncloaking point of the takeover by a global corporate fascist system through the giant big government systems that these corporations have lobbied for and that they've got their personnel in place for. Of course, Sheriff Arpaio is bringing out what we exposed a year ago, and that is that the long-form birth certificate is a forgery. It is a fake and a bad fake, a ridiculous fake. And, of course, we have videos out there and reports with millions of views and reads breaking that down. I've had listeners saying, cover it, cover it, cover it. We've been covering it. And the fact that Arpaio is covering it, I mean, what does that signify? But the birth certificate issue and the fact that his forensic team says that it's a clear fraud, in fact, a shoddy fraud, as I said when all of this first happened. That day we did an analysis that turned out to be absolutely on target. We were the first to notice it was in multiple layers, not just in the program, but had been created in layers. That shoddily done. And so, yes, it's back, and people aren't believing it. People aren't believing anything that comes out of this liar-in-chief. Everything Obama does is a lie. He is a mafia frontman for the Chicago mob. There is no doubting that. Now, I'm going to get into Andrew Breitbart, but there is a connection between the birth certificate and Andrew Breitbart's untimely death, and big breaking news on that front, and I'm going to go over it right now. You know that the White House, 1 week before the release of Where's the Birth Certificate by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, the guy that swift-boated John Kerry, so the system's scared of him. Multiple number one New York Times bestseller. And the information in that book was accurate. That's why they were so scared of it. When Corsi was about to release that book through WorldNet Daily, 1 week before the White House, after 2+ years of not releasing it, released the birth certificate. And there are sworn affidavits on record from people that worked in that Bureau of Vital Statistics in Hawaii that said they'd looked. It was not there. The colleagues had looked. It was not there. The governor had told multiple newspapers that he'd gone in to put it to bed, and you know, because the governor's allowed to go in and look at that and not show it to the public, but at least say, I've seen it, and it wasn't there, and that it was going to be a big issue. That came out months before. So this had built to a head. On top of that, Bush, during the campaign, even though he was leaving office, turned out diplomatically at the U.S. ambassador to Kenya, say, please go look at his birth certificate, and they said, it's been removed, probably destroyed. Now, folks, that's hiding in plain view right there. That's 1+1=2. Not even 2+2=4. It's so easy. In fact, it's not even 1+1=1 or 2. It's just looking at the number one. It is as plain as the nose on your face. This is not rocket science. If it was removed, and they believe criminally, and destroyed, then he was born in Kenya. Because it's not going to be cut out of the book if it wasn't there. If he was born in the United States, in Hawaii, it wouldn't be cut out of the book in Kenya. And then Corsi flies over there to see this and gets arrested. Put on house arrest at his hotel room for 3 days till he can fly back. Because there's a new sheriff in town. Obama's the president now. He put his cousin Odinga in charge. A known communist / Muslim. And when Odinga couldn't win the presidency, the emails are public when Senator Obama told him, have your people riot and then demand a seat in government. So they created a prime ministership just for Odinga. This is all on record. So, yes, we've covered this ad nauseum. Because I saw this meme on the comments on YouTube and on my site. You're not covering it. You're covering up the birth certificate. And quite frankly, I'm not somebody who's prodded into covering something unless I've already covered it. And, well, I see some new facets and then I discuss it. Or maybe it's COINTELPRO on purpose. You know, Alex works for Obama. He's covering up for him. I mean, I see that as a meme out there. Or I work for the Russians because I've gone on Russian TV. It's like I've gone on Japanese and British TV. It's just, it's back when I was exposing 9/11 as a false flag event, used to take our liberties any way you cut it, people would say, he was secretly trained in Afghanistan, he's a Muslim and all this stuff. I mean, it's just, it's cartoon level. The traitors are the mega banks. That's the big threat. Okay? I'm an American. I'm as American as you can get. So Americana, my pedigree is ridiculous. And I won't even get into it here. You don't get more USA, more America than Alex Jones. It just doesn't happen. And I think that's the reason historically, genetically, everything that I'm here today fighting the New World Order. Because I didn't pay attention to my pedigree when I was first waking up to liberty. I didn't like tyranny. And there's a reason. My ancestors didn't like tyranny by Mexico. My ancestors were at the heart of founding this state. My ancestors were at the heart of the Mayflower on both sides of my family. My ancestors were at the heart of the Revolutionary War against the British. My ancestor was at the heart of inventing the stock exchange. My ancestors were at the heart of every big movement and every big change for good. There's a lot of truth to what the elites say about who your ancestors are, where you come from. But the elites, they come from inbred psychopaths who are always sucking off of everybody. My ancestors are people that resist tyranny unto death and never back off and never falter. If people think the death threats I get and the dirty tricks and the state police making more than 10 calls in the last 3 days to my local affiliate trying to get me kicked off the air, if you think that'll make me back off or be scared, you got another thing coming, you anti-American globalist traitorous garbage. But it is a flaming joke when people say I am anti-American. America is the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, private property, the family, due process of law. That's what America is. And it grows out of the Magna Carta in England, 1215, paid for in blood. Freedom is not free. It's just that simple. And I will tell you now, before I get to the huge news on the Breitbart front, that the consensus from multiple national talk show hosts I've talked to and from others in media that are very close to the late Breitbart, I will leave it at that. About as close as you can get, I'll just leave it at that. The consensus is he was murdered behind the scenes. And the consensus is, without anybody even having discussed things, forget the maneuvers, go straight at them. Everybody's just going to intensify and nobody's backing off. And if the system thinks killing him is going to make everybody run, they got another thing coming. If they do start killing, if you start seeing people like Matt Drudge die, people like Michael Savage die, people like myself die, and others, you know there's a purge going on. And do whatever you think you need to do at that point. I happen to know that Michael Savage has a whole bunch of bodyguards. In fact, I knew this a long time ago, and it confirmed it from other sources. Now he's in the news saying he told Breitbart to get bodyguards, and he basically has them. And I don't care, but Watson was playing me the audio this morning. He reads our articles in full on air and never even says where they come from and then complains that Rush Limbaugh and others rip him off, which they do. But I only listen to Savage because I don't have time. He is an interesting talk show host, very intelligent. I think he's the best of the big mainstream hosts out there. I don't agree with a lot of what he says or does, but he is a very intelligent person. And he just reads our articles every day on air and never gives us credit, which is fine because all I care about is getting the info out. but then a caller calls in and calls me a, you know, a globalist agent, and Savage doesn't disagree with him. I mean, that's really uncool to read our articles every day on air and then let a caller claim I'm like a commie or something. I mean, that's just not right. But the point is, Savage, no one has reported this, broadcast from six different locations and is hiding and wearing disguises running around and believes people are trying to kill him. And I think it's true from what I've been told and heard. Savage has bodyguards and broadcasts from six different locations and drives around in armored cars, basically, and is even afraid most of the time to go out on his boat now, which is his favorite thing. That's why he lives in San Francisco. I mean, not me. I'm not going to live like that. I went and spoke to 800 people and 1,100 people and no security, no bodyguards. You know, the venues had their little security guards like ushers. Because I'm not going to live in fear. Now, I mean, I understand the strategy of, you know, surviving and being able to cover things, but I'm not, you know what? I'm just not, you know what? I'm 100% straight on to the New World Order. I'm coming in hard, and that's the end of it. I'm charging. And that's what I'm doing. Because that's the only thing that feels good. If the minute I start giving in to fear, I just can't handle it. I'm all in. My family, me, everything, not compromising, not backing off. Because there's a power structure in this country, and the Republicans want America to be this big empire and corporate welfare and the rest of it. But the Democrats are the side of the New World Order that really do want to break up the whole family, re-education camps, Che Guevara, total takeover. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why, finally, from Michael Savage to you name it, they're coming out and saying that clearly Breitbart was killed. Because Breitbart was going to release the fact that Obama is a terrorist. He was going to release it yesterday with the proof. All right, we're back live here. This situation with Breitbart dying is extremely suspicious. He went into a bar in his neighborhood and had reportedly two glasses of red wine. Did not appear to have any health problems or to be drunk. He had a political discussion with a big advertising executive that he just met, who's on record in the news, talking about it, and left. And then collapsed, was taken to the hospital, and they say he was dead. Now, he did have some heart problems in the past. People do die at 43 sometimes, though it's rare. But here's the deal. We now have had time to forensically go over this, which others aren't doing. That's why we're breaking all this. And if you go to DrudgeReport.com, who's covering it, the top story at DrudgeReport.com is the Breitbart. Wait till they see what happens March 1st. And again, we'll put that article up on screen for viewers. But if you go to the Drudge Report, you can see it up there in the top left-hand corner. Andrew Breitbart. Wait till they see what happens March 1st. He said that about a week before he died. Doing what they were supposed to do now. See, another big telltale sign that this was some kind of assassination is that within 2 hours of he being dead, they said natural causes. LA Times and others. And then they said, well, we don't know why he died, but it's natural causes. Within 2 hours, and that was being put out. That is always the telltale sign. You noticed with every other death, whether it's Michael Jackson or whether it's Whitney Houston, it takes weeks, if not maximum 6 days, like Whitney Houston. So out of the gates, it's natural. Now, a couple weeks before, in early February, he says, I'm going to release footage of him in college palling around with the weathermen and people like that. And there's a new article at Infowars.com. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. This just broke. Obama's weather underground friends wanted communist dictatorship set up in America. And it shows them hanging out with the guy that openly called for this. The footage that Andrew Breitbart planned to release just hours after his ultimate death would have proven hugely damaging to President Obama's reelection hopes because it shows Obama fraternizing with weather underground terrorists whose goal it was to set up a communist dictatorship inside the United States. Now, The Breitbart site is saying that it will be released soon, and the Associated Press is also picking up on that. But will it be the full footage? It's kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. The director had final cut. He refused to cut 24 minutes of it. Stanley Kubrick, and he died of a heart attack the day after he refused and said he would sue them if they didn't go along with it. Or did it show elite families engaging in human sacrifice? Which we know that type of stuff goes on. That's just what the elites are into. Oh, in fact, I've got an article about that today we'll be covering later in the mainstream news. So, all of this is going on. He says, I'm going to release footage. I'm going to release this footage soon. He comes out. He says this. He says, I'm going to release this footage. It's going to really hurt Obama. We're going to vet him this time. This time we're going to look at his real past. Obama is pumping trillions to foreign banks. Obama is giving billions here, $500 million there, billions to Acorn, half billion to this group who never built a single energy system, alternative energy system, just total looting, total payoffs, shipping guns into Mexico that's killing cops, killing Border Patrol, killing thousands of Mexican citizens, they estimate, shipping narcotics in. That's in the federal court cases, Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, months after we broke it. And now, this group of known mafia criminals who killed cops, who exposed Oklahoma City as an inside job and threatened others that I've interviewed. You quit investigating our involvement or you and your wife are dead. This is the type of stuff that's got the system scared. Because if we just start standing up to the bullies and saying, okay, go ahead and kill me. What you going to do? They can't get us all. And let me tell you, this is going to backfire on them. All the Arkansides and the rest of it. You know, when it was like 7-8 years ago, Rush Limbaugh started talking nice about Bill Clinton, saying, oh, I met him in a steakhouse. He's nice. Bill Clinton started saying nice things about him. See, when you get to that superpower level, these guys start getting scared and they want to play patty cake with each other. But if you're an Alex Jones, if you're a Michael Savage, if you're an Andrew Breitbart, if you're a Matt Drudge that they can't control, you are enemy number one. I mean, look, it's come out that the White House spies on Matt Drudge and his website, Homeland Security, that he sets the media agenda, and they don't like that. Let me tell you, pray for us all, folks. And if anything happens to us, they killed us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, remember, the White House even came out a week before the release of the book exposing that he didn't have a birth certificate and the governor saying he'd gone to look for it wasn't there and all the rest of it. They release it. The White House releases it because they were so concerned. Then they had Vanity Fair announce that the book had been discredited and recalled and they were offering everybody's money back as a black op to really try to kill the book and bankrupt the publisher. Because you don't just pay for the recall. They were saying full retail value. So you sell it for $10 to the bookstore. They sell it for $25. You're totally out the money. They tried to create a run on recall. The reverse of a run on a product. And so undoubtedly, Andrew Breitbart signed his own death sentence. And it's been declassified. The CIA, but also huge corporate hitmen groups, many different nations. There are scores of different chemicals and compounds that metabolize out by the time they kill you. And they can tailor them for health problems you've already got. I mean, this is on record for 100 years. They can throw nicotine on you and it will go through your skin. The mobster generally be wearing a glove, though, because if it gets on them, it'll kill them. Pure nicotine, it'll go right through the skin, make you have a heart attack, especially if you've got heart problems. They could put, shake their hand, and they've got thin gloves you can't even see, and they just put it on there, shake your hand. Person goes, takes the little glove. It's a one-side glove off. Boom. I mean, this is all on record. So he goes in a bar by his house where they know he goes almost every day, talks to people, gets that drink, drinks two glasses of wine, goes home to go to sleep to release the footage. And by the way, I've been pointing this out since yesterday, and now talk show hosts are repeating it because it is common sense, but they're leaving something out. Everybody's saying if they release all the footage and release his communist connections to terrorists and the fact that he hung out with terrorists and is basically a terrorist, communist terrorist, if all this is released, then we know it wasn't a hit. Folks, it was supposed to be released. Now listen to me, because you're getting breaking analysis here that I've seen no one else say. It was supposed to be released, he said, yesterday, March 1st. Now, Fox News and others are reporting that the Breitbart folks they had on Hannity last night are saying it'll be released within 2 weeks. Why do you need 2 weeks to release something that was going to be released yesterday? You better believe an organization that big will be infiltrated. You better believe that people are being offered things. People are being threatened. Because this is about trillions of dollars and who gets it. The Republicans are just as bad in many cases as the Democrats. But they fight with each other over being in charge so they can distribute all of that largesse in different nepotism ways and others. You know, Congress people say, well, we're allowed to insider trade. We're allowed to pass laws to give government contracts to companies we own or that we're principals in or that our wives or brothers or cousins own. Of course, it's illegal, but Congress gets caught doing it. And they say, well, we're just allowed to now. We're allowed to torture. We're allowed to launch wars without congressional approval, Obama says. We're allowed to have anti-gun regulations that aren't law, the ATF said last year. We just do what we want now. Or the UN says I can. You see, once they start getting rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we let them get away with getting rid of a few of them, now they're getting rid of the entire Bill of Rights. They're like, well, sky's the limit. And here's the big question I want to ask everybody. I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. This is important. In fact, do me a favor. Kurt Nemo's right next to us in his office. Will you call him in here, please? Because I meant to tell him this before the show, and I got stuck in other meetings. So just call Kurt in here. We'll have a total transparency meeting right now in front of everybody. Okay, he's at lunch. Oh, that's right. I saw him updating and doing stuff this morning. That's right. He's out doing stuff right now. Get me Watson on the line. Get me Watson on the line right now here on air, please. Thank you. I'm going to say this here in front of the whole world right now. Because Obama demanded the NDAA and demanded that the section be added by the senators to allow him to secretly arrest, torture, disappear, kill Americans. In fact, guys, I meant to have you pull this up. We'll just do all this on air. Type in The Atlantic. That's a big liberal establishment publication in Google Web, type in The Atlantic, and the headline, Why Obama Can Kill Americans. Why Obama Can Kill Americans. It's from October of last year, 2011. It's just one of hundreds, but that's the first one that comes up. The Atlantic, Why Obama Can Kill Americans. And they go on to explain, before the NDAA was ever passed, that Obama was killing citizens overseas, without judge, without trial, without declarations of war, and that his lawyers argued then, we can kill citizens even in the U.S. without even letting anybody know. Now, because there is a NDAA, because there is a National Defense Authorization Act, just because it even exists, there it is, the secret memo that explains why Obama can kill Americans, The Atlantic. The Department of Justice produced it prior to the assassination of Anwar al-Awlaki, but they won't release it. Well, they've said publicly, we'll kill citizens for any reason, including if they don't turn their guns in. They said they can kill anybody. They said they can kill a million people. The president is God. He can launch wars without congressional approval. He can torture people. He can do anything. This is just like Hitler announcing he was the Führer, Der Leader. Now, Obama demands in the NDAA, listen to me carefully here. This is important. I'm risking my life to tell you this. The NDAA, Obama demanded by Senator Graham, Williams, Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, of course, Senator Joe Lieberman, Senator John McCain, and others, and they're on record. We played the clips at nauseam. It's been all over the news. He demanded that the provision for him to arrest, kill, torture, disappear, black bag, no one ever knows where Johnny goes. Nobody knows where your wife goes. Nobody knows where you go. He demanded and said, I'll veto if it's not in there. And then when Obama came out and said, I'm going to veto this. This is terrible. Take it out. The senators came out and said, you are the one that demanded this. Here is the White House legal letterhead where your lawyer said you wanted this. And Obama said, well, I did, but let's not discuss it. I'm still going to veto it. That way that killed opposition because people are like, well, he's going to veto it. We shouldn't have fight it. That kills debate. It passes. He signs it as I told you he would do. Now, listen to me carefully. And again, this is teleprompter free. I'm drawing all this data up right out of my memory. You can go look up everything I'm saying here. That's why sometimes there's fits and starts here because this is real analysis here. This isn't a big scripted deal. This is research. Carl Levin came out. They all came out and said, we were ordered by the White House to do this. And everybody's like, Alex, stop saying Obama's going to sign it. He promises to not sign it. And people were shocked when he signed it. I know their tricks. It's military. It's military to say ceasefire and then launch your offensive during the ceasefire. Everything they do is pure deception, pure evil. If you're going to kill 10 people, why not kill a million? If you're going to rob one bank, why not rob 50? If you're going to torture kids in Abu Ghraib in front of their parents with battery acid, raping them, why not do it to Americans? You're dealing with abject criminals whose back is against the wall, who have engaged their new world order, and by sheer momentum think they're going to carry it out, imploding countries by design, announcing private world government, announcing censorship, announcing federalization of all police. The state police are so bold, they're calling up trying to get my show shut down on 590 AM in Austin. Because I dared send reporters out and cover a fleet of gunboats they're buying against the people. They're calling the hosts. They're calling the producers. They're calling up trying to intimidate people. Why would they do that? Because they've been given a green light. This ain't America anymore. They've been told, you're little Pol Pots. You're little Kim Jong-ils. You're little Hitlers now. Now get out there and crack heads. Get out there and taser. Get out there and boss. Get out there and brutalize. Get out there and scare them. Get out there and let them know we own this country now. We work for foreign banks. Hoorah! Down with America. Yeah, well, America says down with your new world order. And it's time for police and military and all the rest of you to really start speaking out. If you stand for this country when the evil's out in the open, when the president takes orders from the UN and sits on the Security Council illegally, violating Article 1, Section 9, which is high treason, when they're killing people out in the open the day they're supposed to release stuff, and then tell us like children, nothing to worry about within an hour and 50-something minutes of him being dead. That's the telltale proof right there they killed him. And then, of course, it came out. He was going to release it as a surprise yesterday. Of course it came out. It shows Obama with top communist killers and known bombers. Of course it does. Who do you think the New World Order's got working for him? Obama's so blackmailed, he'll do whatever he's told. That's why Rahm Emanuel, the Chicago mob boss now, the man in Chicago, in meetings, literally cracks his knuckles and tells Obama to shut up in front of congressional delegations, shocking everyone. Because Obama's nothing but a dirty little commie New World Order stooge with a bunch of New World Order CIA parents. Because they don't work for America. They work for the foreign banks that want communism to get rid of our private property, to hand it over to George Soros and the rest of them. And I told you that the Murdochs would flee England. They're selling their houses. They're pulling out. They've got their whole family out of England. Told you weeks ago that was going to happen. They fled yesterday. I told you they may indict them here. This is a purge. This is a Stalinistic purge that they are beta testing right now in America, and they could kill anybody. They could kill Glenn Beck. They could kill me. They could kill Rush Limbaugh. They could kill Matt Drudge. They could kill Michael Savage. Michael Savage has been in hiding for months, saying he's being followed and threatened, and hitmen are after him. It's true. some of the people in his network think he's nuts. He's not nuts. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. And you're like, but are you saying Rush Limbaugh's good? No. It's a power structure takeover. The New World Order doesn't want to share with the Republican wing of the theft machine. It's not hardcore enough. This is an internal battle. And there are people who genuinely don't like the New World Order. Matt Drudge has gone off the reservation, folks. He's talking about the TSA, the New World Order, breaking Bilderberg videos, linking to our video, front page of the head of Google edit. They understand America's being destroyed. And so I'm telling you, those of us, everybody has to circle the wagons against this because I have seen this. I told you they were looking at a purge. And days before he's killed, he says, I got stuff will bring down Obama. And now we learn he was going to release it yesterday. Let's play from the grave this video clip from CPAC. And he said the same thing in a bunch of other meetings a few weeks ago. Here's Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, saying, I've got the goods on Obama. And now we've got more. We're going to cover it in a moment. Here it is.
And so what do we get now in Barack Obama? Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you. To show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency, and the rest of us slept while they plotted and they plotted and they plotted, and they oversaw hundreds of millions of dollars in the Annenberg Challenge, and they had real money.
Okay.
Real capitalists.
Okay. Now we are learning the details, and it's up at Infowars.com. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. Obama's weather underground friends wanted communist dictatorship set up in America. He planned to release it yesterday. Release it now. I want to know why his associates are at Fox Nation and the rest of it. Breitbart Buddy will release Obama college tapes very soon, within a week or two, within a few weeks. And who does it show him with? A bunch of known convicted terrorists, people that bombed police stations, people that we're talking about real terrorists. I mean, here's Breitbart saying, I'm going to swift boat you. I'm coming after you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to release it March 1st. And we've got the quotes. Our article, by the way, is the sixth hottest Alexa search on the web. Five or six times we've had the number one story on the web. And let's drive it to number one. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. That's our newest article. But the one that's the sixth biggest story on the web right now, top linked at drudgereport.com. Breitbart, wait till they see what happens March 1st. You can go there and see where he said that. He's going to release it March 1st. He's dead. He was the boss of the place, and now it's not being released for a week or two, or it'll be out in the next few weeks. Those are the two quotes. Why? There's a bunch of national medias calling up, talking you into waiting, or we'll have a big special. That's stalling, or threats are going on. I don't know. Release it now. Don't really. A couple weeks means they're in talks to edit it or talks to change it. You watch. And I think they're sophisticated enough to know other media wants to get it, pay for it, and then change it. It all needs to be released. If you're sitting on stuff about Obama, it needs to be released now. This is the reality. Breitbart, wait till they see what happens March 1st. Now, here's the biggest news, and I'm going to get one of my writers to do a story on this. Did Obama use NDAA to kill Breitbart? When the president demands the power to kill people, including in America secretly, just because someone wants that power is the evidence. It's like trying to hire a hitman. Well, that right there is a crime. It's a crime to try to say, I can secretly arrest people. He wants that piece of paper to go to special forces, to go to corporate hitmen, because this is all bureaucratic, and he didn't want to be blackmailed and say, okay, you've got authorization to kill people. Now go kill Breitbart. His handlers do. See, they all want it legal. Well, you can't legalize torture or killing like that. But the point is, Obama has to be the prime suspect in any political death because he sought the power to kill U.S. citizens. And I know Breitbart, myself, Drudge, and others are on that enemy list that came out a year and a half ago. I am on the enemy list. This is not a joke. This is not a game. You understand that? Okay. Again, it's all coming down to a head. There's all these official White House advisors and memos and even internal fundraiser notes saying, don't worry, there'll be a new Oklahoma City. We're going to blame it on our opposition. And who do they talk about in the opposition? Glenn Beck, Alex Jones. And Glenn Beck got so concerned, he came out and said, they're planning, the Democrats, a new Oklahoma City to blame me. Well, in those memos, I mentioned too, buddy. Again, this is way past being a talk show host, way past, being a big shot. That's not why I'm doing this. This is life and death now. And this is about not backing off. And they're going to gut our country if they win. Now, the footage that was going to be released was communist training meetings with Obama and top communists, all funded by big banks who want to get rid of freedom, about sending Americans to re-education camps and killing the rest. And I've been told by communists, we're going to kill you and we're going to send you to re-education camps. And I've been told by others I'll be sent to a re-education camp, and if I don't re-educate, I'm dead. Communists killed a lot more than Hitler, folks. These are dangerous people. Now, here's Larry Grathwald, FBI agent. This is in the video at Infowars.com right now, talking about the people, William Ayers and others, what they would discuss. And this is what they're setting up the FEMA camps for, everything. The schools are already re-education camps of a type. Here is part of that video. Get this out to everybody. Here it is. Again,
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which...
Yeah, go back. Let's play the rest. Back it up.
...degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
All right. Well, that's from 1982 documentary at Infowars.com. We have the full interview there. And again, he was an FBI informant. FBI agents also recorded this. But this is where Obama was. He was in these meetings. And that's what Breitbart was going to release. And they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to blame it on us, and they're going to arrest us. And the police are going to follow their orders. And at that point, you can't go to the camp. And I'm sorry for the moron police when you do follow your orders, but you now work for basically Stalin. And they've got you all ready for war. They've told you the war is coming with the right-wing extremists, the Ron Paul conservatives, the libertarians. They've said we're going to be bombing you and attacking you. No, the feds are going to bomb you to get you to then attack us. And then there'll be a real war. And you're going to get defeated, by the way. The globalist banker forces, we knew this was coming. We warned everybody. They're probably still going to go ahead with it all. And they're going to probably poison and kill a lot of the leadership that's going to fight them. But in the end, we will defeat you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, have you ever wondered how the New World Order would try to take over our republic? You're seeing it right now. Staging terror attacks, blaming it on real Americans that are trying to save the country. Building re-education camps, turning the public schools into brainwashing centers. Getting all the major academia prepared for mass arrest of citizens. Training the police for it. Getting laws passed saying you can secretly arrest citizens and kill them. And then the day a big report's supposed to come out proving that the president worked with the weathermen as a terrorist, basically, or terrorist sympathizer, fellow traveler, the guy dies, and within hours they tell you it's natural causes. But now the coroner and the medical examiner's office has said, no, we don't know why he died. We're going to do an autopsy. Duh. The telltale sign is when all the corporate or media comes out and says natural causes. Within an hour and 50-something minutes, the LA Times and others. I mean, he's at the hospital. They find out. And then they get an article written in 2 hours, and it was all over the news. Oh, yes. And then what I thought was going to happen has started. They're going to have to wait a couple weeks to release that footage that he was going to release. He said yesterday, he's dead now. It's not going to get released right now. Kind of need to be some changes to what gets released. Uh-huh. But don't worry. I guess everybody involved will be okay now. You don't want to end up like Breitbart. And see, for me, that's so alien to be intimidated. In fact, it's the opposite. I feel so alive. I really enjoy driving into work this morning. I love life so much. I just love being alive and conscious and my children. I love life so much that I am so ready for these maggots to kill me. And they'll probably try to do it where it looks like I died of drugs or something. Who knows what they'll do? I'm not even worried about it because the fight will go on. And that means that's probably why they may not kill me. But I've always told people that they kill you when you've got a smoking gun. And I'm just, my smoking gun is all their public crimes, and I'm here exposing it. But I've told people hundreds of times on air, if you've got smoking gun footage or documents, or you work in a classified area, don't start contacting media asking what they want to do with it, because it's all, the phones are all being listened to. Everything's being tracked. I'm going to tell you something here that's common sense, but I'm explaining it to you. Ahmad Salam, give you a real world example, was a security agent for the CIA and part of the Egyptian security force. He was hired to run a bunch of patsies for what he was told was a sting, to cook a bomb, detonate, or train the driver. First, he was hired and told, you'll build an inert bomb. We're going to stop Muslim extremists. Then you're going to build a real bomb that'll get a better conviction in New York. Now you're going to have a fake detonator. Now it's real. He said, okay, they're going to bomb it this day. Let's bust him. 2 days before. They said no. He gets smart enough to record them. He knows they're setting him up. He went down to the New York Times that morning, like 2 days after. He called. He was in hiding. He called all the media, CBS, New York Times, a bunch of other little media showed up, because the reporters weren't all agents. They were compartmentalized, and showed the tapes, gave them all copies, gave a press conference on the steps, and said, you know, I'm in danger. Here's the name of the FBI people. I work for them. They let this happen, and I didn't want to go ahead with a real bomb. They paid him, what was it, $1.2 million to make him shut up. So instead of being killed or put in prison, he got $1.2 million. And believe me, they probably got bodyguards protecting him now. They don't want him to die because it'll become obvious they killed him now. Dead men tell no tales. I'm going to try to explain that to people. And Breitbart had a lot of power. He knew he had Limbaugh behind him and Drudge and others. But he, you notice Drudge is reclusive and hides out. He knows how dangerous this is. Breitbart's just running around the middle of everywhere. And just ask for it. In a way, I guess I ask for it, too, because I'm just not going to live in fear. But I tell you, it makes me think, you know, when I'm in a restaurant or something, I've had security people tell me, do not go to the same restaurant more than once, because they love to kill you that way. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting real bona fide tyranny. Our police are being federalized. A member of Congress wrote an article for Forbes yesterday saying, yes, TSA is now going into all 50 states, setting up checkpoints. They're not even bonded peace officers. That under federal command, they are commanding sworn police officers. The entire Bill of Rights has been overthrown. They're attacking countries without congressional approval. The Bill of Rights is in tatters. Total surveillance, drones being launched. It is crazy land. But all over the country, from Maryland to Utah, state legislatures are moving to block the NDAA, to block the TSA, to point out that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is still there. Now, I'm going to open the phones up on Breitbart's death and the fact that they now are not releasing the footage for a few weeks. They got, I guess, got to edit that down, that he was going to release yesterday. And that's one of the top stories on the web. Breitbart's footage shows Obama palling around with terrorists. It was to have been released yesterday. We've now confirmed. And our story is the top story on DrudgeReport.com. It's at Infowars.com. We should red link that article. And it says the mysterious death of Andrew Breitbart. He said, wait till they see what happens March 1st. He said that a week ago. Well, it didn't get released. And now the people that worked for him are saying it'll be a few weeks. Why? Is something going to be changed? He said this would bring Obama down. Showed him, quote, palling around with terrorists that were planning in meetings to put Americans in re-education camps. There's those camps again. Of course, that's just FBI informants and agents who were there at the meetings watching this. This is, listen, I flew down a communist about 6 months ago to be in a film, and it was so shocking. This is a prominent person that I don't even think I'll put it in a film. Because the guy somehow, because I don't like wars, thought he could confide in me and was saying, we need blood, we're going to take over, we're going to put people in re-education camps. And I'm sitting there, and I mean, it's just these people are out of control, folks. I don't even know what to say anymore. It's just so out of control. Now, joining us are people that are fighting back against this. And then I'm going to open the phones up. We're opening them up now. What's your take on Breitbart, Ron Paul, everything that's going on, the internet censorship is starting, the calls for shutting down talk radio? I mean, it's all on. And once a war starts, they'll be able to get the public in line because we're in a war. which is the health of the state, the authoritarians have always said. I mean, you notice what's happening. World government's being announced. They're bankrupting Europe. We're next. Gas prices are exploding. It's on. I mean, I'm white knuckle here. This is not entertainment. This is not a joke. America's being taken over by authoritarians. This is real. This is real. It's all true. It's all in your face. I was right about everything. I wish I wasn't. I'm freaked out. I can't believe it's worse than I even thought. Maryland delegate, that's state rep, Glenn Glass, and joined by legislative aide Aaron Jones, they are introducing legislation, three bills to stop TSA groping, a bill that would force TSA to privatize screening at airports, and a bill that would allow Marylanders to opt out of the smart meter program, which tracks everybody. They're trying to put them in houses and charge homeowners for them, and now admit they're going to control what you use and track you. I mean, remember 5 years ago, we were conspiracy theorists. All right, I'm ranting. But they're taking action, and it's through the states saying no. The feds may declare there's no state power. That's because they're tyrants taken over by a corporate takeover. We've got to have the police, the military, the state reps. Just be Americans. I mean, you're looking at pure tyranny in your face. Be an American. Just be a decent person. It's not hard. I know they say you're radical if you're just a decent American. But we're the good guys. We're not the bad guys. And the good news is military and police are waking up, and so are the states. Maryland delegate Glenn Glass is on. Glenn, I know I'm ranting here, but, I mean, do you agree that these are crazy times we're entering right now?
Yes, it is. Very crazy times.
All right, well, you guys got the floor. Tell us about your piece of three pieces of legislation that could be a bellwether, a chain reaction, a domino effect across the country, and break it down for us.
Okay, just real quick, I'm here. I represent the great state of Maryland. The old line state, it's a wonderful state, and we just want to keep it that way. And I'm honored to talk to you, Alex. I started listening to you over the summer, and almost every night I you know, look at the videos and listen to you, and I've learned a lot. So I just want to say I'm honored to talk to you.
Well, God bless you, sir. We're honored to have you.
And thanks for fighting. Real fast, we have four TSA bills.
Four, okay.
Anti-TSA bills. And I'm here with, he's not my legislative aide, he works for another delegate, Aaron Jones. He's actually on the same line, so he's listening right now. And we also have a smart meter opt-out bill. And just real fast, I mean, there's people all over the state of Maryland, they don't like the smart meters, and I would like to put in the bill to make them illegal, but I have to get through what I can get through right now.
And what they really are is spy meters. You know, Big Brother meters, anti-American meters. Awesome, exactly. Get what you can get now so people can opt out. That'll fry their program right there. Please continue.
Yeah, so anyway, just a simple opt-out bill. It gives people the right to opt out of smart meters. I even called the different utility companies around here, and they said, well, you know, I talked to one lady, then I talked to their boss, and then another boss, and they said, well, you have to have these put in your house. There's nothing you can do about it. And then I didn't let them know I was a delegate at that time. And then they came into my office, and they said, well, what we're going to do is, you know, it's going to save you money, but you're going to be forced to have these smart meters in your house, and you're going to have to pay for it. And what they're going to do is they're going to raise the rates to make people pay for it. And I have a problem with that, and smart meters. So anyway, it's just a simple opt-out bill, and that's what we're doing. And the people all over the state of Maryland are sick and tired of it, and they don't want these smart meters.
Yeah, all this tyranny is incredibly unpopular. I've seen polls of like 97% in California don't want the smart meters, but they cram them down their throat. They didn't ask us, and I'm so busy I didn't fight it. They threw one on our building a year ago, and I'm in a leased building. I don't have any choice. We didn't have the money to buy a building this size. And I'm over here in an industrial area. Tell us about the TSA legislation. Anytime Aaron Jones, who's helped craft some of this legislation, wants to pop in, just jump in, Aaron.
Okay. I'll speak on one bill quickly, and then he can jump in and talk about
the
more detailed bill. Yes, sir. The first one I want to talk about is HB 1106. And it just simply, it's prohibiting a public servant from conducting a specific inappropriate search of a minor without probable cause that the minor is concealing contraband or a weapon or without the consent of the parent or guardian of the minor, establishing penalties for a violation of the act. So basically, it prohibits the inappropriate search of minors. That's just one bill that addresses that one issue.
And by the way, that law is already on the books in most states. That's why at these courthouses with the scanners, they won't put people under 18 through them. The TSA is already breaking a bunch of laws.
Absolutely. So we wanted to kind of split it up a little bit and just hoping and praying that we can get something
sure.
through. And we got an AG opinion down here, and we are also, they said that we may be able to force the TSA to privatize in the airports. So
and the difference is that's not perfect, but it'll bring in competition so that they just aren't one big arrogant block that can do whatever they want.
Yes, sir. So that's the two bills, and Aaron's on the phone, and maybe he can talk to you a little bit about the other bill that's more detailed.
Sure, very exciting. Aaron, tell us about some of the work you're doing there in the legislature.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, it's an honor to be on your show as well.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you for a few years. You know, I want to say that, you know, getting this broadcast out really making a difference because, you know, you woke me up. You know, I helped with the Tea Party movement back in 2009. You know, and then from there, I learned about the FEMA camps and everything else, and that's what's fueling me. You know, I'm just like you. You got to do something about this, and that's why I'm out here. So, talk quickly about the main TSA bill that we have, the main anti-TSA bill. It's appropriately 1111, HB 1111. And essentially what that does, and again, as Delegate Glass had mentioned, you know, we have the AG opinion. Takes the TSA out of the Maryland airport. It's kind of similar to what we've seen previously in other states with legislation that had, you know, anti-TSA legislation. In fact, it was modeled after David Simpson's bill. So essentially what we're doing is we want to go back to the original way that security was handled before, you know, Homeland Security, the 2001 Authorization Act, and all that stuff. You know, we need to put it back into the hands of private security, which is handled by the airport. So this bill takes it out. We have another bill, HB 1245, as Delegate Glass had alluded to. You know, we put the security force back in there, you know, and then, as we are also saying, we have contingency bills. You know, see, so we have the main bill here, kick the TSA out. That doesn't make it. We got three other bills which take segment this bill. You know, we handle children. We say minors can't be searched. We have another bill which privatizes the airport, and then we have another bill which says that the TSA would have to be, at least at the very least, would have to be trained by the state of Maryland. They have to learn the Constitution. They have to learn the exact same procedures that, say, a Maryland state trooper would have to.
Because they're in your state, and what's beautiful is even though this stuff didn't pass Texas, it almost did, it puts out the story, the moral authority, it exposes what they're doing. And just resisting gains momentum and exposes what they're doing. You guys are doing an incredible job. This is so exciting.
Thank you for saying so, Alex. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then also, if I could quickly just add to, as you said earlier in before you introduced us, we do have anti-NDAA legislation in as well. I have a different delegate working on that. It's Delegate McDermott, and he's from northeastern Maryland. And,
wow, this is breaking news. I knew about Utah and a few other states. I didn't know about Maryland. This is breaking news. So we're going to have legislation to block the NDAA. Stay there. Incredible, gentlemen. One more quick segment. I know you've got to get back to work, but we're going to come back in a few minutes and break that down and then tell folks where they can go to find the legislation that's been introduced so we can show it to other state legislatures around the country. We have the moral authority. We're in the right. We're saying no to these usurpers. We'll be right back with Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass, joined by legislative aide Aaron Jones. Stay with us. Breitbart, all right. They may get all of us that are prominent, but they're not going to get the idea. They're going to be defeated. Ideas are bulletproof. And there's more people waking up every day and coming to the defense of this republic and the free world. The fight for freedom is going on here in America. Let's go back to Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass and also legislative aide for another member of the State House who's helping get these bills crafted. Aaron, Glenn, wow, Aaron, you just brought up NDAA. I knew some others. I didn't know that bill's about to come out. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to throw it back to Delegate Glass right now. He's got a committee hearing that he's got to run to. So,
sure, finish your point then, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex, this is Delegate Glass, Glenn Glass again. I have to split, head down to committee hearing. I have two bills. But real fast, yes, Delegate McDermott introduced the bill, and he's a great fighter here in Maryland, and hopefully he can call him one day. He's amazing. But, yeah, we don't want the military to use their troops on Maryland citizens. I was in the Army, and it would break my heart to see that happen. So we're going to do whatever we can to stop that from happening with this bill. And Aaron's just going to talk a little bit more about that. But I have to go. I just wanted to say thank you so much. Maryland is a free state, and we're fighting to keep it free. And I appreciate you and everything that you're doing. And
thank
God
you,
bless
sir.
You.
God bless you. Amazing. Everybody's got to get behind your legislation. Thank you so much. We'll find out those numbers. We'll talk to you soon. I definitely want to get him on for like maybe the Sunday show, and he's not in session that way. Now, going back to Aaron. Aaron, you've got the floor for the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left. How do we get behind this legislation nationwide so it passes and then duplicates?
Yeah, actually, and I want to talk on that for a minute, too. Now, recently, Utah has just gotten out, and they actually used a very similar version of the House joint resolution that we put out. So I know it's definitely getting out there. You can go to, actually, Rhode Island Liberty Coalition. That's where I got the idea for some of the parts of the House joint that I put together. This stuff can be found on www.riliberty.com, and this bill was put in conjunction with the 10th Amendment Center as well. And they're doing great work over there.
So it shows the power of people putting out ideas that's being picked up by legislatures.
Oh, absolutely. I know a number of delegates that go on to the 10th Amendment Center. They look and see what the issues are. And then, of course, you know, there's staff like me that comes out, you know, and says, hey, you know, these are big issues. They're very important. I mean, I can't think of anything more important going on right now other than, you know, maintaining our posse comitatus, maintaining, you know, our right to habeas corpus. Those are just fundamental rights that we've had for 800 years in a Western civilization. And to see those things being undermined by Congress is appalling. I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll say this. It's bad, but it's been a big wake-up call. And you know, Texas almost unanimously passed the bill out of the House to stop the TSA groping, which is already illegal. Police can't do that. And it got killed when the feds threatened a blockade of air travel. Well, right. Let them bring the blockade. I mean, force their hand. And there's going to be a state that ends up standing up, and it may be Maryland, it may be Utah. How do we get behind this legislation? What's its chances right now of passing?
Well, they haven't even given us a bill hearing yet. Now, the bill hearing is set. It since it's a House joint resolution, it goes through a committee we have here in the state legislature called the House Rules and Nominations Committee, and they hear all the House joint resolutions, and a lot of times they'll do them all on the same day. But they we have one of the few House joint resolutions that has not been scheduled a hearing yet. So what we really need is just an outcry, you know, nationwide. Hey, Maryland, let's defend this. Let's get you guys a bill hearing. You know, let's have this heard. Let's let it have its day.
So the leadership's trying to keep it from coming to the floor.
It seems that way because everything else has been scheduled a hearing, and we have one of the few House joint resolutions that does not have a hearing yet. So we need this to go viral. We need people to start talking up about Maryland and getting this out there.
And they need to get, obviously, contact the Legislative Affairs Committee Chairman?
Yeah. Or you could just contact, you know, any delegate. There's a number of delegates that are on that committee. A lot of them are also on the Appropriations Committee.
Well, look, Glenn, I want to get you back up, you and the representative, the delegate, in the next a few weeks. Aaron, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank Glenn for coming on.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Sounds good. Bye.
Very exciting. That was Maryland Delegate Glenn Glass. We were just talking with legislative aide Aaron Jones. Listeners of this show, waking up, taking action, defending the republic. Absolutely wonderful. We'll be back with your calls and Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. We've got Bob Chapman joining us for 30 minutes on the economy and world events. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us to give us his take on Andrew Breitbart. I don't know what his take is, but it'll be foul play because he's smart. I mean, I'd say 90% chance they killed him because he was about to release that video proving that Obama was actually in the communist groups, calling for re-education and secret arrest and overthrow of the U.S. government, which they've done now. The government's up there, but it's been overthrown. It's been completely, I mean, there's no debating. I mean, this is treason out in the open. And they got the cops all training for war with us. And once they get us in a fight with the police, then the cops will take it personal. And then the full civil war will be on. And the globalists will sit back laughing at us. I'd rather not have that happen. But he was going to release the footage yesterday and died. Died. I'd say 90% chance they killed him. And the biggest piece of evidence is how within hours they were saying nothing to worry about, move along, it's natural causes. Let's go to your phone calls on this subject, and then I'm going to get into India resists call to cut Iranian oil imports, Ron Paul warming to political VP slot, I am the one person who can make and take young people away from Obama. Oil leaps to highest level since mid-2008. Sheriff Arpaio says Obama's birth certificate a forgery and that there is probable cause for a larger investigation. No kidding. It looks like it was made with, you know, crayons or something. We've got all of that to report on. Scientists are shocked to find antibiotics alleviate symptoms of schizophrenia. Yeah, because most of it's generally chemical. And antibiotics a lot of times will reduce for whatever reason, swelling of the brain. I've had brain surgeons on to break this down because the body sees toxins and things almost like it sees bacteria or viruses and swells. And so you take antibiotics, it can cause a shrinkage. And so people then stop thinking that they're Joan of Arc or whatever, or that, you know, the New World Order's after them, even when it is. Can you imagine with all this crazy stuff going on today, how rough it is for schizophrenics? And how many people that get called schizophrenic really aren't? But there's that news. This is really not new information. Also, the Telegraph newspaper and others are now reporting on what we reported on days ago, that the major journal of bioethics globally is calling for the right for government and parents to kill children up to age 3 because they're not humans. Because it's not a baby in the womb. Well, go ahead and how are they going to kill 3-year-olds? I guess you like, you know, they're in their cute little dress or their little overalls and they're saying, I want to go play. I want to have fun. Look at the puppy. Look at the doggy. And what do you do? Just shoot them in the head? Maybe chop them up because they're not humans. In fact, that's what Dr. Peter Singer said. He said they're like mackerel. They just have no value. Roaches, you know, old people, you know, trash. And so all of you that saw our article on... What was it, Tuesday? No, it was Monday. And couldn't believe it when we linked to the big medical journals saying it. And you said, this is satire, Jones is nuts. Bunch of mainstream news today saying it's time to start killing up to 3. You're like, that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy to have TSA on highways now groping people. It's all going to get a lot more crazy. Stalin killing 30, 40 million people. Hitler killing tens of millions. Mao killing over 60 million. It's crazy. The Aztecs cutting people's hearts out every day when the sun came up. It's crazy. That's what happens when you let the crazy people take over. It's called tyranny. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Herb in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, you're on the air worldwide transmitting. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Alex. This is Herbert, the Wild Mormon, up here in Seattle, and I'm doing the best I can. I got me a little 1-watt pirate radio station, and you can even see me on TV if you want. And I got 3 silver bullets for you, buddy. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first one is, have you considered that there have to be copies of this material out there? I'll bet you they're saying a couple of weeks because there's somebody out there making some sort of a BitTorrent file right now as we speak. What do you think about that?
We'll never know because they could edit it down. I said yesterday, if they don't release it right away, that gives them time to edit it. They're not just going to kill him and then just let it come out. That means they've got infiltrators in there. That means they're going to try to manage it. And I said, if they don't release it right away, it stinks. I know how this stuff works. And it's not just that. He had a bunch of other info and said he was going to vet an attack dog Obama. He was saying, I'm going to swift boat you. And they said, you die. And again, he was going to release it yesterday. He said he was going to destroy Obama. 90% chance they killed him. And it might not even be that Obama knows. There's all sorts of special interests getting billions of bucks individually from our tax money that Obama hands out. Like all of America is like Chicago Mafia run now. And so that's why there's a lot of people that wanted him dead.
I agree on that. But bullet point number two, tomorrow is the caucuses up here in Washington, and we need to get as many Ron Paul supporters as we can to the caucuses. It's an open system, just like it's supposed to be in Iowa. You don't have to be a Democrat or a Republican to attend, so it doesn't matter what party you belong to or like. You can show up and cast your voice.
You're right. And, Paul has said that, and he's the headline is, Paul threatens to take over Washington caucus, and they should. But what is your gut on Andrew Breitbart? That's what we open the phones up on.
It's got to be dirty. I mean, really, I just can't see him not having copies of this stuff out there to protect himself, though.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. But here's the point that we need to make to everybody. It's too convenient that he said, I'm going to get you, Obama. I'm releasing it March 1st, and he dies that day. If he'd had some heart issues, bad ticker, whatever, it's too coincidental. But that I wouldn't be 90% with just that evidence. I'm 90% sure because of the way they handled it. The propaganda rollout is what always lets you know. And the fact that within less than 2 hours, they came out all over the news and said natural causes, and then said, but we don't know what they are, when that's not how it works with the medical examiner. The medical examiner couldn't even be there in 2 hours. You know, the coroner's got to go check, got to decide, look at it, decide if there's going to be an autopsy. Then the medical examiner has to certify that. It's not just one guy, because you can pay off one coroner. You got to have the medical examiner sign off. And medical examiners are powerful. They're like the sheriff when it comes to medical issues. And it was the medical examiner in Los Angeles, the same town, on record, that said, no, RFK was shot in the back by a different caliber. He was not shot by Sirhan's weapon. And then it even came out who shot him. And the LAPD wanted to go after him, and they were shut down. So that's why medical examiners are important. RFK was shot from behind multiple times. Sirhan had his arm pinned the whole time. Was shooting a low caliber firearm. Go look it up. There's copies of the medical examiner report, the coroner and the medical examiner. It's like the medical examiner is like the police chief of the coroners. Well, some areas they call the coroner the medical examiner. It varies. But you've got people that do the autopsy and the coroner or the medical examiner signs off. But in general parlance, they call somebody that's doing the body work a coroner. But the point is, I want to go to your phone calls. I'm going off into factoid land. Doug in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, when the Breitbart news broke yesterday, I mean, myself and my coworkers just shook our heads, as there's no doubt he had to be removed. He had information on Obama, and he had to be removed. It's funny you had those delegates from Maryland, because I'm coming from Maryland as we speak. But those delegates from Maryland need to hear this. Out here in Eastern Maryland, there is a private club called the Private Affair. You can go to Google and Google the website, and you'll find it. And what that is, it's some kind of freaky wife swapper swinger club for these Washington elites that come up 95 and go to the Private Affair. This club is hidden inside a junkyard. It is guarded by off-duty Maryland State Police and off-duty local police.
Well, let me stop you. Maryland police actually, 3 years ago, the big scandal running prostitutes, and there was a bunch of deaths associated with it. And that was DC Madam stuff, when she was telling people, oh, I have more names. And I'm like, they're going to kill you. And they did kill her. So I don't know about the particular place you're talking about. We have to look into that. But yeah, they got these wife swapping deals all over the place. It's real popular. Sounds like a nightmare to me, man. Ugh. But anyways, it's not like I'm some dog that just, I don't understand it, but side issue, it just sounds like a nightmare to me. But to each their own, whatever. The point is that you've got all that going on, you've got all that happening, and yes, I mean, I know prostitution, all of it. The few times I've been in D.C., I mean, the level of beautiful women, the cream of America, they look like supermodels. When I'm in Georgetown, other areas, just packing into limos, politicians pulling up, Secret Service saying, what are you looking at? Just trying to eat at restaurants, anywhere, just beautiful women everywhere, servicing the lobbyists and the politicians. And it just shows what our country's become. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Carl in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Central Command there, T-Rex. I have a comment, I have a question, and a little bit of concern and a statement to make about the Breitbart incident.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, history repeats itself, all the way from Julius Caesar to Abraham Lincoln to JFK to RFK. Same thing. Set up, it's a little bit more covert because they're using some type of high-tech system, however they pulled it off. I mean, it's going to take a bit of time to be able to find out how they
well,
did.
My dad, you know, is a dentist, neural surgeon, a physician, and he was showing me documents that the CIA, this is declassified, have these sound wave systems that you can't even hear, except your teeth will chatter, and they love to use them on older people, like Hosni Mubarak, all these guys, where they take down their country, they then have a stroke that day, and they can hit them from even a couple hundred yards with this, and it vibrates the carotid arteries that are full, generally, of all the detritus, you know, all the dead, you know, cholesterol and scale, and then that goes into your brain. And yes, they do have systems they can shoot at a heart and kill you deader than a hammer. And, I mean, they admit they've got these. They use lower versions of them with the sound cannons, the microwave guns. That's all comes out of technology to kill people covertly. So, yes, that's on record. And I'm telling you, folks, if they kill me, you know, if I die of a heart attack or drug overdose, I don't use illegal drugs. I don't use prescription drugs other than like aspirin or Tylenol sometimes when I have a headache. I don't even hardly drink very much. I drink like 2 cups of coffee a day, and I'm in good shape, and my family have constitutions of mules. Okay, so I'm not going anywhere. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm concerned about Fred Spritz. I bumped into the grocery store. He shouts at the local grocery store that I went to. I passed right by him. He didn't know who I was. Obviously, I tried to say hello. He seemed kind of somber. Maybe he's a little bit worried. I'm concerned about him. He's going to be a guest coming up on the show pretty soon, isn't he?
Yes. All right, so yeah. You didn't call in, though, about Breitbart?
I did, yeah. That's what my take on that is that history repeats itself. I mean, it's just different forms that they use now in these days, as you just mentioned, is more covert means or use some type of weapons like electronic weapons or however they use or chemicals or whatever they put in our water or food or vaccines.
No, it's on record. They've got thousands of different systems. I mean, just to kill Castro, they came up with hundreds of different covert means. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ivan in Florida.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Pretty good. I like your show in Orlando. Pretty good. This call's about Andrew. Yeah, I absolutely think he was definitely killed. No doubt in my mind. Another question. How hard would it be to get that footage of his and expose it on your show?
Well, obviously, that's very valuable footage, you know, for media outlets for their traffic and how they fund themselves and pay their staff. So it's going to be released by the Breitbart folks, which is great. They're the ones that went out and got it. I mean, they do real hard investigative undercover people. You know, they do, you know, gathering the data. That's why they're so big. And that's why it's so dangerous, is that when you start really digging into original research. I mean, when I stuck into Bohemian Grove, the death threats, the dirty tricks were immediate. Because it was original, hardcore, real journalistic proof. When I got from law enforcement, good police officers, state police, and then later federal marshals, internal Homeland Security documents, I got threatened, dirty tricks immediately. immediately. And then it totally freaked out one of the people because they didn't know that when they gave us the info, they were already under surveillance and got in trouble for it. Of course, it's all surveilled. That's the point. People are like, well, what do I have to hide? You know, why do I care if I'm surveilled? Because the crooks are going to use it to stop you from doing right. So you're a big 810 listener there in Orlando where we're number one, and you came out to the event. I want to thank you for doing that, sir. Ivan.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's talk to Jonathan in Kansas Disagree. So we'll skip ahead to him and then go to Mike. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're on the air.
Well, it's not necessarily disagreement. It's a criticism. Alex, you cannot waste any time. You need to get Wayne Madsen on and get him to bet everything he has. This time around is probably the most dangerous for him ever. And it set a precedence with Breitbart.
Let me just stop you for a minute. He's been going to Chicago and all over tracking these same mafia ties, and I agree. He was told by a high-level government source that he has been singled out to die. But then a lot of times they don't find the right hitmen or it doesn't really happen. And then he left the country for 4 or 5 months and then came back. Call Chris in here. Look, we're on the same page. I called Chris last night and this morning and said, get Wayne Madsen on. I may be able to interview him on the nightly news tonight, but we were unable to get Madsen. I said, get me Jerome Corsi and get me Wayne Madsen. Come on in. Because I can't really see through the window. Were you able to get a hold of Madsen? Did he answer his phone? So you have called him. Okay, yeah, because he's key. He's key, key, key. I agree with this caller. I absolutely agree with this caller. So he hasn't been called yet. He's going to be called right now because I said get me both of them, and they got the other, and I guess they were going to get him on Monday or so. But, yes, we'll end up getting him here on the show for you. I mean, look, we can't do it all, man. Or I have all these thoughts of what I want to do, and then by the time I get on air, there's just so much. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. No. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying it's so urgent. Outside of that, this is some dangerous times. And also, there's some news that just came out. It says that I think this is in California, in El Segundo. I think it says that Chevron got away with not paying millions of their taxes.
None of the rich pay tax. They lobby to get higher taxes on you, and then it gets paid to them in government contracts. That's how it all works.
Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
By the way, I'm going to go back to your calls here, but need to get all the Chinese food out of the shot here so I can show folks this with a document cam shot if they're watching on prisonplanet.tv. Because, I the news is getting so hectic, everything's getting so crazy that I don't even plug sponsors or books or videos on air. You listen to other talk shows, every 5 minutes they're plugging this sponsor, that sponsor, this book, that video. You don't really even hear me do that anymore. And then we lose revenue and can't fund this operation. So when you buy books, when you buy videos, when you buy materials from us, you not only get tools that'll help wake people up, but you also, in a big, big way, fund our operation. I mean, you don't have to be out there risking your life, because you're not prominent enough for that to happen. They want this idea that you're all in danger, you're all scared, you know, government bureaucrats will threaten you. Look, they're not going to kill you at the level you're at. You start getting to my level, Breitbart's level, stuff like that, that's when you got to worry. Matt Drudge, look out, because he can set the agenda. He's under government surveillance. That's admitted. That's been in Congress. They do not like the fact that he can expose the TSA, the naked body scanners, Bilderberg. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that no one believes him anymore. They don't like the fact that the alternative media has taken over. And they're panicking. So I want to just point out to people, we're at a critical juncture right now. So please support our sponsors. Please buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, and be part of the InfoWars army to wake up America. You start wearing a t-shirt, an InfoWars.com t-shirt, you're going to meet like-minded people. Now, I want to show folks on the document cam if they're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just go to InfoWars.com and click on the store link. We are doing something at cost. And because the shopping cart is designed, it has to have money in it. It just has to have some type of purchase. It's one penny. And then you pay for the shipping and handling, but it is at cost. It's not like the vitamin things where you just pay for shipping and handling and the shipping and handling is $20. It's, what is it, $5.95? In fact, I forget. It's up on the side. I meant to have that pulled up. We can go to the shopping cart and show people. This is what it costs me because you get a couple hundred of the You Are the Resistance, InfoWars.com business cards, color business cards that have the websites on the back and You Are the Resistance on the front, a citizen rule book. It's got the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, all in it. If you guys want it, you just go to the shopping cart, and you go to the front page, and it'll be right there as top items. In fact, I can just show people right now. How much? $4.95. So less than I thought. $4.95. And they calculated this where it is at cost. At cost, two bumper stickers, a couple hundred cards. It's a couple hundred. No, it's 100. Okay. Again, I end up not doing plugs for things and then never even intending to plug it. And then I'm here just half-cocked, not even knowing what I'm promoting here. I just knew I came up with this plan a few weeks ago to get the word out. So again, we've got the cards printed up. We've got 100 cards, a citizen rule book, two bumper stickers, $4.95. That is, at cost, a great little InfoWars weapons package. And we extended it until the end of Sunday. And then it is over until next Christmas because it's been so popular. All of my films, all 18 of my films and Jason Burmese's Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Citizen Rulebook, bumper stickers, all of it for $99.95, normally 380 smackers. So that will run through the weekend. So gas, my B-52 bomber, I'm going to take off and bomb the globalist again. But even the gas you give us, you get info weapon bombs back as well. It's just symbiotic, figure eight, eternity of resistance, infinity of resistance, all of it at InfoWars.com. Get in there, refuel our tanks big time. All your purchases are basically donations right to the front line of the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, always an invaluable analyst, joins us. Then Jerome Corsi is going to be popping in to give us his take on Andrew Breitbart and on Sheriff Arpaio saying the birth certificate is a forgery. That's professional forensics department. He's got a big sheriff's department there in Phoenix, and they came out and went over the same evidence we showed you back when this broke last year. But I want to get into the economy right now and then get Bob Chapman, who was in intelligence. They've tried to kill him before on Breitbart, who said he was going to release the video of Obama in communist meetings and, quote, destroy him. He was going to release it yesterday. He died that night. while after going to a restaurant and having two glasses of wine. Very suspicious. But Bob, what do you make of Bernanke saying everything's wonderful, we're not going to have QE3, now admitting this week in a speech, the Associated Press ran with it, that, hey, we're at the edge of a financial cliff. Yeah, who took us to that cliff? Bob Chapman.
Well, it certainly wasn't me. That said, I think the sterling part of the interviews with Congress this week was Ron Paul holding up the silver eagle, you know, like, this is real money and you're a liar. And, you know, that's a real precedent. And, you know, what happens to liars is that, and I found this out when I was a little kid, you keep on telling lies and you got to count 10 new ones to cover the one old one. And after a while, it grows like topsy and you can't handle it. And this is a position that Bernanke and many others are in government today, because now there are people saying things like Ron Paul did. In reference to Mr. Breitbart, very simply, that's why I don't live there. You come out with things like that, and you never know whether they're going to decide to whack you. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, I didn't know that the man had anything wrong with him. So with that said, he probably went in the restaurant. They knew he went there, perhaps because he liked the place.
No, he went there all the time. He lived right down the street. He went there all the time.
So they had somebody inside, put something in the drink, and dead he is.
And, of course, that idiot's going to get killed. I mean, anybody who knows about hitmen in history, big hits, they always kill the hitman. If you're killing just some low-level person, they're not going to kill you. When you're killing major media figures and it's political, they're probably going to kill whoever was dumb enough to do the job.
That's probably true as well. Although sometimes it is, and it all depends on the situation. There's plenty of hitmen for the CIA working in the United States, as we all well know now, which is not something that went on years ago. But it shows you what happens when you speak out, so you got to be very careful, and you can't speak out and think you're going to get away with it with somebody like the president. You know, we're going to show you pictures of our dear friend, the president of the United States, at Communist Party meetings. It's just like the picture of Martin Luther King at a Communist Party meeting. It never left him. It was at his side, following him all the way through his career.
Well, they use that to blackmail Obama. I mean, that's undoubtedly going on, and that's why he's so bad. He's a puppet, but he is a totally blackmailed puppet.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think Mr. Arpaio's move in the position he's in, which is very, very important, because he has professional people who have looked at the situation and said, no, this isn't real. And so now we have a prominent, if not controversial, person who likes to speak and likes to talk. He's up front there, and he's going to take him on.
Yeah, if I was Arpaio, I'd be watching it. And we know there's been attempts on him from the grapevine, I've been told. Stay there. Just a few months after Arpaio said he would investigate because the state house was looking at it in Arizona, the feds raided him over civil rights violations. I mean, if there's no proof to it, why are they trying to set him up? Again, their response is the proof of the guilt. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we've got callers from Oregon, Pennsylvania, Ohio, the UK, Maryland. We'll go to you with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com. News has been breaking. I've been out of town. He hasn't been with us in about 2 weeks, and we've only got him for 30 minutes because I got to get Corsi on in the last 30. And we really appreciate Bob joining us. Bob, recapping the economy, then I want to go back into Breitbart, what that signifies for you. But how big of a deal is it that Ron Paul is now saying you're a liar, Bernanke, stop making fun of people that are concerned about inflation, you know it's higher. You know, the fact that they're so disrespected, the fact that Brzezinski's new book says the number one issue facing the elite is we don't trust them anymore. And of course, he says in the book, I was reading this quote last night, it blew me away, he was saying that 20 years ago, it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill them. Now it's easier just to kill them than to control them. And he's not saying it's easy to kill us. That's hard. He's saying it's impossible to get them to buy our bull anymore. So they've lost the info war, so that's why they're suddenly arming to the teeth against us. But that's not going to work. Look at Europe when they suck everything dry. The police are turning against them. The firemen, the bureaucrats. This is a nasty system. And now the oil prices are exploding. Now the Federal Reserve is in trouble. The world government's being announced, but we were there exposing it beforehand so people know it's not just some new solution they thought up. Where do you see the world right now, Bob Chapman?
Well, I think the situation with Ron Paul, as you asked earlier, is that people are starting in prominent places to speak out in very plain English, Mr. Bernanke, you're a liar. I mean, that's enough to floor anybody. I've never seen anything like that happen in the House or Senate before. There's all kinds of rules that you must be nice to them and ask them tough questions occasionally. So I think that's a turning point. You and I have been watching Brzezinski very closely for some years. And yes, you're right. They're terrified. They don't know what to do. And then on top of the tremendous amount of money that's being put into the system, we have the system in Europe, which is the European Central Bank, borrowing almost $1.4 trillion from the Federal Reserve. They're crazy. Now, that's going to last about a year and a half, and it's going to come unglued again. What are they going to do, another $1.4 trillion? Probably. And that means there's going to be lots of inflation, and that means people are going to be very unhappy, and gold and silver are going to go up.
And just to be clear what Bob's talking about, Ron Paul tells Bernanke he killed the dollar. That's Forbes, and in there he called him a liar. And we haven't even played that clip. We linked to it a few days ago at Infowars.com, but the gloves are coming off. The gloves are coming off. And then to attack Ron Paul, they put out this meme that he's working with Mitt Romney and that he's never run an ad against Mitt Romney. I went and looked, and Steve Watson wrote an article about it. He's run three different ad packages against Romney and spent over a third of his attack ad money on Romney in the last 6 months and has been running ads for 2 weeks against Romney. It's just all a hoax.
It's just more lies and lies and lies. And you can expect it, ladies and gentlemen. So look at everything on both sides. Today, we're looking at ex-Senator Kerry and Graham talking about how the Saudis, they thought, were involved in 9/11. Now, I don't have any inside information. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it looks like they're setting the Saudis up. So you can put that in the back of your mental chamber and let's see what happens. But there's no reason whatsoever for them to do what they've done in supposedly exposing the possibility that Saudi Arabia was in on 9/11. Oh, maybe they were.
Well, of course they were working with the West to supply the patsies, and that's why 15 of the 19 came from there, and the head of the U.S. Embassy was ordered to let the hijackers in, but it was our criminal government running it as well. But again, the word is they do plan to double-cross Saudi Arabia.
And I think this speaks volumes to it. I had to shove that in there because it's very important. If they're going to take down Saudi, the whole Middle East is coming down.
Let me ask you this question. Well, that's what Lindsey Williams says his oil company exec guy told him. He said 2 years ago it's going to start in the Middle East. The Saudis will be last. And sure enough, it's happening. And oil's going up, like he said, a little bit later than he said. Oil leaps to highest level since mid-08. Let's expand on that, though. Getting back to Breitbart. Look, they say he had some heart problems before. Okay, fine. 43, people do have heart attacks at that age. He says, I'm going to get you, Obama. I've got video of you in college with your commie friends. Now we've dug up other quotes in the last week where he said, it's them with terrorists, him at communist meetings. This is going to destroy him. That's our story. It's now up at Drudge, one of the top stories on the web. It says number 6 on Alexa. We'll check. It'll probably be number 1 soon. We've had that a few times. The point is, the number of people killed by government is well known. The fact that they have systems to give you heart attacks is well known. The fact that He goes to this neighborhood bar he goes to routinely, drinks two glasses of wine over 2 hours, was not drunk, looked completely normal to people that were there and talked to him. He had long political conversations, said, I'm going to bed, leaves right at midnight and drops dead on the street, goes into cardiac arrest, they say, then they're not sure, goes to the hospital. And within 2 hours, they already are saying it's a heart attack and natural causes, when they never do that. With Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, it takes a week at least. So we've got all that going on. And it's the fact that they were saying how he died within a few hours is the fact that they were trying to get ahead of the story that he was killed. That for me is a big smoking gun. But then, Bob, he was going to release the video, we now learn. This is confirmed. He was going to release the video March 1st, the hours before he's killed. So he's killed in the early morning hours, Pacific time, of March 1st, the day he was going to go public and release it and was all excited. I mean, the chances of that, Bob, what do you say to that?
A million to one. The big question is there more than one copy of the video, and who has them?
Well, he was going to release it that day, and I said yesterday, if the Breitbart people come out and say, we'll release it in a few weeks, you know they've been told to go edit it and cut certain stuff out. Not a good sign they're announcing it's going to be in a few weeks now. Why wasn't it released yesterday? Why isn't it being released now when he's the biggest story out there?
That's Byzantine.
I can't answer it.
I just don't know.
I will tell you, behind the scenes, people very close to him are saying that their gut is he was killed. Michael Savage has said that too. And Michael Savage, I know from insiders, has bodyguards and broadcasts from like six different locations and literally thinks they're trying to kill him. And I knew this months ago and then again weeks ago, that Michael Savage is in hiding right now.
Well, that's understandable. And that's what I'm doing as well.
I tell you.
Well, I know how these people act. You know, I used to work for them. And, you know, I don't have to be told twice about something. I'm not dumb.
What, they say we're going to kill you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I've been threatened a lot. I guess I'm just, I don't know what it is, Bob. It's just that if they kill me, they kill me. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not worried about it. I love life, but I just... Man, getting killed in the service of liberty, that's kind of cool.
Alex, and I do the same thing. Look at what I'm doing at 77 years old, for goodness sake. And why? Because I care about other people, just like you do and many of the other people out there. And so we keep on giving it to them, and if we get killed, we get killed. It's the price we have to pay.
Well, I don't blame you. They tried to set you up, tried to plant hand grenades on you. I mean, I know that, I think if as much stuff happened to me, you know, to me, as you know, I might leave the country, but I don't know. It's kind of exciting. I guess I'm like a moth to flame. I'm just not worried about it.
You know, Alex, if they wanted you, they would have done it already.
Well, really? That's what I've said over and over again.
You're such a thorn in their side that it just goes without saying. I think you've built up some kind of immunity that we just don't quite understand yet.
Well, I think what it is I mainly just analyze stuff that's already out there. What I've seen people get killed over is when they have a particular breaking smoking gun. DC Madam, Breitbart, Vince Foster, that's when they kill you. When you're prominent and have the information that can bring them down, that's why they come after you.
That's right. It's just like pointing a gun at them and daring them to shoot back.
Yeah, I mean, I never act wild and crazy on purpose either. That's just who I am. And I think there's kind of that crazy factor, like the Native Americans thought the wild guy was like holy or whatever. But I think the biggest thing is highlighting, underlining. If they kill me, it highlights and underlines everything I've said, Bob. My work is so prolific and so on target that if they kill me, they know it'll create a cult. And I think that's why I'm not dead. I think they learned that when they kill people, just because they don't like what they're saying, it backfires. But I think they had to kill Breitbart because he said, I'm bringing you down, Obama. I got you at the commie meetings where they were discussing re-education and arresting America and overthrowing the government. And people think I'm wild. I mean, he was in their face, man. They were scared of him. He took upwards of $8 billion a year away from Acorn Bob. It might not even have been Obama. Think of all those mob groups that lost that money.
You're absolutely right. And you're right about yourself, too, and relation to government and those who control government. And but, you know, there's so many things going on out there. We talk about Iran and Syria and now Saudi Arabia and the stories about the finances of both the United States and England and Europe. And, you know, they keep on crashing down this path. And it brings you back to Brzezinski. They don't know what to do. They're absolutely, totally befuddled because of talk radio and the Internet. And we've said this so many times, we're killing them.
Yeah, and Breitbart was really killing them. And so, because he was exposing all their mafia stuff, they just whacked him. I mean, that's it. He should have used the material without bragging about it. That's what got him killed. I'm sure they killed him. We'll be right back. Stay with us. One of the top stories on the web right now, Breitbart. Wait till they see what happens March 1st. Well, yeah, they killed you. And now it'll be 2 weeks, your people say, until it gets released. That's all at InfoWars.com. Bob Chapman's our guest. Let's take a few phone calls. Mike in Oregon, and then we'll go to Sam in the UK. Mike, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Thank you for taking my call. So many things to talk about, but first, you know, what would Jesse say, your best friend? 5 words, no such thing as a coincidence, and I believe, you know, that to be very true in this case about Breitbart, or Breitbart. You know, this whole world's a stage, and, you know, we're pointing out all these problems at the top, but I think the real solution to these problems is, you know, within our individual communities, you know, the people are awakening and, you know, we're dealing with an incredible system that has order and a lot of time ahead of us. So we should use their order and their already existing rules.
Now, I hear you. Let me get Bob's take on that. Bob, I see it like this. It's just like the idea of too big to fail. The banks set up the fraud. They get control of the government. They hold us hostage, threatening to take down the system even as they do it. Well, it's like the crime. Obama is openly engaging in more just flat-out big city mafia bid rigging and handing his buddies contracts and nothing's even built with the money. I mean, it's just all out in the open now. What comes next? And it's too big to fail. There's such criminality now across the system that no one can rat out anybody else, and so nobody can say no. And it's like a bunch of weevils eating all the grain, and Breitbart was trying to expose us, and they just killed him. I mean, what do you do when the corruption becomes too big to fail?
I think you do what the gentleman said, work from the bottom up. That's what Joe Arpaio is doing. And yes, it's a national issue, but that is from the bottom up. And so let's get more of law enforcement to do such kinds of things, and people have a lot more respect for them, and they'll be a lot happier with them. And,
exactly.
But,
you know, people are going to start liking the police again when they start actually going after the bad guys, not working for them.
That's right. And you can include the CFTC and the SEC in there, now known as FINRA.
Total crooks.
You know, 6 years after they packaged the mortgages into bonds, the rating companies and their conspirators with them, the major firms on Wall Street, everybody buys these things, 60% of them in Europe, and what happens? They're not AAA, they're BBB. The difference between a 10 and a 4, 10 being best. Now, the SEC made it quite clear in their investigation of Goldman Sachs, this is only a civil investigation. So all that can happen to you is you get fined, I don't know, maybe $1 billion.
That's because it's all their guys.
Go to jail and the firm pays the fine.
It's like the commodities trading investigator was part of the Corzine scam. I mean, it's just the mafia runs the country. Let's talk to Sam in the UK. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Alex. I mean, why didn't he just release the video, man? I mean, what's all these playing games? I mean, you know, why is he announcing that he's going to announce it? Why don't you just Just release it.
Well, you notice he got blamed for hacking Wiener's account. It turned out that wasn't true. Wiener was lying. And he's hyped things a lot before. He'd done this over and over again. He got confident and thought he was bulletproof. And he was going to release it yesterday morning and got killed. I agree. If I ever got something like that, it'd be out in hours. I don't announce a lot of stuff when it's breaking news. I just release it because that's when it's dangerous. Bob, do you think hubris got to him, or do you think he had a death wish? Or because, see, I don't think I'm bulletproof. I'm just committed. What do you think was going on there? Why didn't he just release it?
Well, I think he wanted some notoriety, a little sensationalism, and he wanted to be more noticed as someone who was important in uncovering things like that. I think there was a number of reasons. But I would have done it the way that you just described it. Here we have it. There it is. It's out in the public 2 days later. And, yeah, we're going to bury it after the fact.
Because then they're not going to kill you. That's what I've learned. If you have something they know could really hurt them and you hold on to it, the hitmen are coming. I mean, it's just you're dead. If you mess with elitist families, you're dead. I mean, even... Barbara Bush said that on Larry King. He said, what do you think of people messing with your family, like your granddaughters? He said, I will kill you. I will have you killed. And he went, what do you mean? She goes, you heard me. I'll have you killed. I mean, that's just how they are. And so you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Charge straight in, cover the info, but there's certain little rules. Don't hold on to bombshell info and don't mess with people's families. It's the same thing with my family. You mess with my family, it's going to look like the movie Terminator. Thank you, Bob. A couple of important program notes here before we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us. I really want to get his take on Breitbart's death. Also, Arpaio, the sheriff, confirming WorldNet Daily and Dr. Corsi's research and, of course, our research. The first day it came out, we did the analysis here because we've got Photoshop experts and people with media degrees from major universities here, and it was ridiculously fake, and we blew up the different typeset. They didn't even use the same type, and we confirmed that it was identical letters, which a typewriter doesn't do when it slaps down. The ink always, it's like a fingerprint or a snowflake is slightly different. And it was a Photoshop deal. And remember, this is a group that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, they're criminals. Before we go back to our next guest and then your calls, a couple program notes. I'm going to do the nightly news tonight. I've been out of town, as you know, for a week and a half. We did a beta test of a road tour. We just went to Dallas and Orlando. Big success. And I do plan some more in the future. Just the question is, will I have time to go on the road before everything goes to hell in a handbasket? We're going to premiere my Dallas speech tonight after the news. I'll do the news. I'm going to interview Wayne Madsen, who was told by a government source and a federal informant separately that they had shot Judge Roll and the congresswoman because they were meeting discussing Fast and Furious. And I separately later confirmed that with another source. He was told, get out of the country or they're going to kill him. And he's been going to Chicago investigating all the mafia connections and the connections to communists. And he's been threatened. And believe me, the Chicago mob will kill you. And that's a big part of who runs Obama. And these are just murderous people that are out of control. We got to start saying no sometime, though. They can't get us all. And so we're going to premiere my speech tonight after the news. That's all coming up at prisonplanet.tv. And we're running 15-day free trials. Your 15 cents a day when you do get a monthly membership finances much of what we do. And then, of course, just like the new film, New World Order, Blueprint of Mad Men, I premiered it at these events. I premiered it a few days ago at prisonplanet.tv. And then yesterday we put it up on the YouTube channel for everybody. You see it first, but you're really funding this alternative media organization that is really hurting the globalist. And we're risking our lives doing this. Make no mistake. So, again, if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, now is the time. Now, speaking of being in danger, the guy we've got on the line doesn't really talk about this, but he had a highest level security clearance with the State Department, counterterrorism, obviously in intelligence work. and but he won't talk about it. Dr. Jerome Corsi, also, of course, Harvard educated in finance and worked at the highest levels of that, so he can speak to what's happening with the banks right now as well. And you can say what you want about him. He is an American firster. He doesn't like the New World Order. He does, you know, he talks about Agenda 21. He talks about the North American Union. He's been very effective. And the White House, 1 week before his book came out, announced his book had been recalled through Esquire, which wasn't true, and had Obama come out and release the fake birth certificate. So they're concerned about this type of stuff. And so this birth certificate thing and Arpaio ties in as well to Breitbart, because Breitbart has the footage and said he was going to release it. This is hiding in plain view. We just dug it up and posted it, so it's one of the top stories on the web today. It's the top political story, number six on the web, the top story on Drudge Report, that he said, I'm going to release the film of Obama at communist meetings where they're discussing re-education, overthrow of the U.S. government, everything. I'm going to release it March 1st. Turns out he said this in three separate interviews and a speech. Not just the speech you've all seen where he said, I'm going to release footage, we're going to vet him, he's not going to get away with it this time. So he was going to swift boat Obama, who's already politically garbage. You know, he's not the chosen one anymore. You got all these memos coming out by the operatives, even in the Financial Times of London, saying an Oklahoma City blamed on the right wing would really help. Robert Shapiro and others. We're at a key juncture here, okay? And they fired Napolitano. They fired Buchanan the same week. I've talked to folks at the highest levels of talk radio. They say they're being threatened not to mess with Obama. Rupert Murdoch is being blackmailed. I'm really giving Jerome a briefing here. I'm sure he knows most of this, but I want to get his take on it. The Rupert Murdoch, I told you they would flee England. They're selling their stuff. Talking about selling their new papers, selling their houses. His son has fled. They're in the news today saying he may be indicted here. Obama is using spying and paying off police. That's standard at that level of media to get news stories. I'm not saying it's good, but that's like a crooked toenail compared to launching wars without congressional approval, shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, all the rest of the serious crimes. You know, $500 million to an energy company that doesn't exist. All of this is coming out, and the president's got the power of the executive right now, so he can use this. And he's got the NDAA, the power to kill American citizens. And the hit teams can be told, you're sanctioned now. And they got systems to stop your heart, chemicals, sound wave systems that cause your heart to go into cardiac arrest. That's declassified. So Breitbart says, I'm going to release this footage. All of this is coming out, and he dies hours before it does when he says he's going to bring down Obama. And so I happen to know, that's why you're suddenly seeing News Corp. People like Huckabee say Obama's a good Christian, a loving, good man. I've talked to national talk show hosts. Off record, obviously can't tell you the sources, but I was told this months ago. And now I've been confirmed from a separate source. Michael Savage fears for his life, says he's getting death threats. This is internal. And he has bodyguards, and he's now admitted this yesterday, so I can talk about it. He has bodyguards and told Breitbart get some. And is broadcasting from different locations saying they're out to get him. Okay, and he's not a paranoid guy. Love him or hate him, he's a really smart guy. This is real, okay? This is real. This is a putsch going on, an attempted takeover. Now, I've said that. I don't know Dr. Jerome Corsi's take on all this. I've given him a 5-6 minute take on what I see going on. And there's a purge going on. People that are left at News Corp are being told back off. Obama is holding them hostage with threats of indictments for News Corp's activities. All Arpaio announces he's going to investigate Obama. He gets SWAT teamed, you know, raided, investigated for civil rights stuff. It's on. It's on. And I don't know what we should do about this because I'm not even aligned with Limbaugh and all these people. But I'm telling you, they're being targeted as well. And I talk to people highest level that know Breitbart very well. And they believe he was killed off record. Not just Savage and WorldNet Daily saying they think it happened. I've talked to people that know him very well. I'll just leave it at that. And they have said, yeah, he made some people mad. And the word is, this is a message to everybody. Now, I've said it. That's the intro. Dr. Corsi, what's your take on what I just said?
Well, first of all, I've been listening to it intently, and I really am solidly agreeing with about everything you're saying. First of all, I've got solid intelligence that people at Fox are told, for instance, if they ever discuss the birther story, they're off the air. They're done. I mean, don't dare do this. I, I've it. I'm not quite ready to print it yet because I had to give the information over to the sheriff's posse. This is information the sheriff's posse has been developing as well. I mean, I think the squashing of the birth certificate, the Obama lack of documentation as to who he is a story the White House has sat on, Fox and others, and say, if you do this, you're done. And if the White House turns on a news agency, I mean, there's any number of ways they can go. Remember, this is the White House that had Robert Bauer and Anita Dunn in the White House. Anita Dunn and Robert Bauer were married. Robert Bauer was the attorney from Perkins Coie that did all of the defense of Obama on the birth certificate lawsuit. He first worked at Perkins Coie, but then when Obama got elected, he brought him for Perkins Coie and put him in the White House as White House counsel. Anita Dunn was his wife. She was in the White House. Anita Dunn was the one who was going public criticizing Fox. Anita Dunn had to finally withdraw. She had to leave the White House because she just was getting too outrageous in her attacks on Fox. And by the way, Robert Bauer left the White House unexplained reasons. They said he was going to work on the campaign. Within days of when the long-form birth certificate was released, and I published the news I had, the intelligence I've had on that, is that Bauer knew it was a fake. When they finally released this electronic document at the White House, calling it Obama's birth certificate, Robert Bauer, I believe, said, I'm out of here. I don't want to be involved now in what I know is a criminal fraud.
So, now, I want to get back into the birth certificate, and obviously you have the White House responding to you the week before and then doing the whole bin Laden thing. I mean, they're concerned. They wouldn't be doing all of this if it wasn't a big deal. But expanding on that, you have the Kenyan government saying, well, the evidence of his birth has been removed. Well, that's evidence it was there.
Precisely.
I mean, if he was born there, then it would have to be removed. If he wasn't, it wouldn't be there, period. And they said evidence of fraud as you broke, and the White House confirmed that. But let's go back to Andrew Breitbart. I mean, what was he thinking? Saying, I'm going to prove he's hanging out with communists and we got footage and I'm going to release it March 1st. And then he's, I guess he underestimated just how evil they were. This just reeks of a killing. And the way they announced that he had died within 2 hours from natural causes, they never do that.
Well, and in fact, and if you watched the press conference yesterday from Sheriff Arpaio, I announced at the press conference, the sheriff asked me to, that Breitbart called the sheriff just hours before he died. The two of them had a conversation. Breitbart was interviewing Sheriff Arpaio. I handed the phone to Sheriff Arpaio. We got Breitbart and Sheriff Arpaio together on a landline, and they talked for about 12 or 15 minutes. And so, you know, the fact was that Breitbart knew Arpaio was going to be coming out with a press conference on March 1, and I'm sure I told him it's CPAC. We had made
enough. Oh, wait a minute. My gut told me they were connected. It was March 1st, the press conference. He was involved. They knew if Breitbart started going with the birther issue, that would be over for Obama.
Well, and, you know, you had Breitbart and Arpaio talking.
Oh, boy. Well, what do you think about this reported footage? Now they're saying 2 weeks. If it was going to come out yesterday, why would they need 2 weeks now to release it unless there's pressure to redact what's going to be released?
I don't know. I mean, the guys developing the film, I trust. I mean, these are good guys. And I know they have a plan to continue with Breitbart's operation. Solov, who's probably going to end up the CEO, is developing these films. And I don't know what's on these films, Alex. I have no clue what's on these films. I've not seen them.
Well, he gave hints. He said it's Obama and basically in communist meetings.
Well, you know, and these are things I think are going to be very important to see and to get out because also yesterday, Sheriff Arpaio announced, Mike Zolo, the chief, you know, the lead investigator. And by the way, we just published an ebook on question of ineligibility. Mike Zolo and I releasing a great deal of the information the sheriff is willing to release about the investigation, the Arpaio investigation on you know, Obama's eligibility, not just the birth certificate, the Selective Service registration card, which is forged, missing records and travel records from the Immigration and Naturalization Service in and out of Hawaii.
That's right.
In the week that Obama was born.
That's right. Explain to people. It's the missing records. It's the proof of cover-up is the proof of guilt.
Yeah, and we just wrote this e-book, question of eligibility, question of eligibility, under my name, Jerome Corsi and Mike Zollo, Zullo, we lay all this out, just like we did at the press conference. Now, you know, your question, I think, is, we've developed, Mike Zollo said at the press conference, this investigation has developed information about Ayers and Obama. Again, explosive, and we're getting ready to release that.
Oh, boy. Well, why don't you give us a hint now so they don't Breitbart you?
Well, I mean, you know, look, what I'll do is I'll tell you, we'll, you know, once we're ready to release it, I'll come back on your show. We make sure you get it first. We'll publish in WND that day. I'll be on your show and release it to you.
What's the time frame on that? I mean, because whatever you guys are working on, they're scared of it.
I'd say about 10 days. Sheriff Arpaio is going to have another explosive announcement. And I'll be...
Well, how obvious is it when Arpaio started investigating him, 6 months ago, because the state legislature and others, you know, were trying to look at the eligibility, and he's got a big investigative force. It's a big county with Phoenix there. I mean, all of a sudden, the feds raid him right after he starts investigating. How obvious is that? They are scared.
Well, you know, what people should realize is that what Sheriff Arpaio has launched here is a game changer. Because, you know, they're done debating. The law enforcement team in the Sheriff Arpaio's office in Phoenix is done debating whether it's this scanner or that scanner or, you know, how many layers. They've developed probable cause. They're not going to debate that evidence with anybody. They developed probable cause. Now, you know, it's down to find suspects and see who actually committed the crimes they've identified.
And it is a crime in that state because Obama's trying to get elected there.
Well, there's you know, several issues. One is the internet, because these, you know, the birth certificate was put out over the internet and over television, including internet television, as well as broadcast and cable TV for the press conference, April 27th, 2011, at the White House. And in Arizona, the president has to get on the state ballot. That's a state decision. And the state here in Arizona has to make a determination of birth credentials. Now, you know, if we said there's, what was announced yesterday at the press conference in Phoenix, and I've been working with the investigation to hand over my information. I've agreed that the new information I develop about Obama is going to go to the investigation. So, you know, and again, it's not a Jerry Corsi investigation. These are tough law enforcement guys. They take what I've got. But I don't know all the things they're working on, and I don't vote or deliberate with them. I was not in the room.
Well, I watched his forensics people in the press conference. They were totally convinced this was not an act. 100%. They were showing the evidence, and it's just, there it is.
And look, before the posse got the sheriff convinced, they were talking with experts around the world. They're not going to reveal those until they get into a trial setting on the computer, on, you know, the characteristics of Obama's birth certificate released in the PDF file. On that Selective Service card, you watch the press conference or read this ebook, because I got all the photographs of the ebook, the question of eligibility. If you take a look at it, they even figured out the date stamp, the post office date stamp that was used to forge Obama's Selective Service registration card.
Incredible.
And they proved that it was a forgery working in conjunction with former postal officials who were in the post office in 1980, and the two-digit year stamp that was used on Obama's Selective Service card is a forgery. It was never used officially in the post office. One like that doesn't exist.
Unbelievable. And now we know why they wanted to put an illegal alien basically in there. An illegal is because they can blackmail him. I mean, this is and now this blackmailed puppet is trying to bring down the entire country. And Andrew Breitbart was about to release information, and they killed him better than a hammer. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. Stay with us. right, final segment. I'll be back for a big, extended, special InfoWars Nightly News this evening. We're with Dr. Jerome Corsi right now. Doc, look, we know there's political hits that go on. We know that he brought down Akern, which caused, you know, cost these big city mafia outfits upwards of $8 billion a year. We know that they were scared of Breitbart. I know that you've been working with him. I know that they're scared of you. Do you ever fear for your life? I mean, what's your gut on how he died the day he said he was going to release this bombshell video? I mean, that's pretty obvious right there. I mean, what's your gut tell you about what happened here?
I don't know. I mean, this is, you've got, I've been so involved with the Arpaio investigation that, you know, Breitbart's death was an absolute shock to me. I mean, I was floored when I heard this yesterday. Totally out of the blue. At first, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was Andrew with another one of his jokes, you know? And, of course, I really realized talking to my editor in New York who did this e-book on the question of eligibility, the one we just got out yesterday. And my editor told me Breitbart was dead, and I said, I can't not believe that. Now, it has prompted discussions with me and the sheriff's law enforcement group. We've had discussions internally here, you know, advising me to be, my security ought to be really beefed up.
Oh, no, that's news. So even the sheriff's department is thinking they smell something.
Even the sheriff's department is feeling that everybody's security at this point for this investigation being undertaken needs to be the tightest possible. And, Alex, I made time for you today. I've got another interview coming in. Hold on. I hate to do this, but I made time for you today. I'm going to have to go.
No, I understand. We'll have to get you back on maybe Sunday to break this down. Okay, he's going
to
let them.
Alex, I'm just going to have to go, Alex. I always, no matter what I'm doing, I squeeze time.
No, that's fine. I understand. The show's over anyways. How about we call you back later and get you back on Sunday?
I'd be delighted to do that.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. Jerome Corsi, there he goes. Got him on short notice. Well, there you have it. That was breaking news right there. The sheriff's department is obviously not stupid out there in Phoenix. This is real, folks. And I wish that the evidence didn't point towards them killing him. And, you know, yesterday I called Paul Watson in the morning and I just said, this stinks to high heaven. He was about to bring out a bunch of info. And then we find out he was going to release it that day. And now we learn it's about Obama at communist meetings. The people that control Obama want to keep him in there so he can just keep robbing and stealing and no bid contracts. And I'm not saying the Republicans are good either. It's just that this is the devil we've got in there right now. And it just goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to sit here with a group of known liars who tell me within just 2 hours, oh, hey, he died of this, go to sleep, nothing happened. Well, now they're saying there's going to be a medical examiner autopsy. Obviously, there should be. If I drop dead in the street, folks demand an autopsy. 43 years old. And he could have died, naturally. It could be a bizarre coincidence that he was just about to release all this and said he was going to bring Obama down and this happened. But does your gut tell you that? Does your gut tell you that? No. We got to most of the calls. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central on your local AM and FM dial or on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. And, of course, a lot of stations carry the next hour as well, like XM. XM takes two of the hours live, then we re-air the first hour and the fourth hour. Because I used to do 4 hours, and they're still set to that. I can certainly do 10 hours on a day like this. It's creepy, but we got to stand up against these criminals because they want to totally take over our society. We've got to decide which side we're on. All right, I'll see you tonight on the news as well, 7 o'clock Central at prisonplanet.tv. More coming up.